with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a wildfire northwest of Los Angeles burned out of control for a second day Thursday after destroying dozens of homes. But officials said firefighters could get a break with fierce winds expected to subside by evening. Ventura County Sheriff Jim Fryhoff says repopulation of the area after the wildfires may take a while.
We received many questions about repopulation. We will repopulate as soon as possible. We have not begun that process yet. This is still a very active fire and very unpredictable, and we have a lot of resources out there working this fire, and we want to make sure they are safe as well as we're moving between the city on our main roads.
The National Weather Service says a red flag warning indicating conditions for high fire danger will remain in effect until 6 p.m. local time this evening. During his presidential campaign, Donald Trump questioned U.S. support for Ukraine, and come January, observers expect a change in policy. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network, Donald Trump's approach to the Russia-Ukraine war will be different than President Biden.
He's going to find a solution very quickly and turn off the continued flow of kinetic aid, military aid, to the Ukrainians because they won't need it because the war is going to end.
Around 50 European leaders on Thursday called for a stronger defense posture across the continent that no longer necessitates a fundamental dependence on Washington, as they gave a guarded welcome to incoming President Trump. Republican David McCormick has won Pennsylvania's pivotal U.S. Senate seat, beating three-term Democratic Senator Bob Casey. On Wall Street, the Dow down a fraction, the S&P up by 285. This is SRN News. A reprieve for a Christian homeless shelter.
The Union Gospel Mission in Yakima, Washington will not be penalized for hiring only Christians while it battles the state in court. Government officials in Washington say the shelter is violating anti-discrimination statutes by refusing to hire non-believers and was prepared to start applying sanctions when a federal court stepped in. Alliance Defending Freedom is defending the mission, and spokesman Ryan Tucker says religious freedom is clearly at stake in the case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Jewish people around the world prepare to remember Kristallnacht, there are plans to build a new synagogue in a German city where some of the violence took place. In Hamburg, members of the leading Jewish organization envision the reconstruction of a synagogue that was destroyed during the Nazi pogrom as a way of revitalizing Jewish life in the same space where it once flourished. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Most stocks rose as the Federal Reserve cut interest rates again to make things easier for the economy. The S&P 500 climbed 0.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was virtually unchanged. The NASDAQ Composite gained 1.5%. The rate cut was widely expected. What's less certain going forward is how much Donald Trump's presidential victory may change things for the Fed. Chair Jerome Powell says it's too early to know what it will mean for the Fed's policies. Treasury yields remain lower following the Fed's announcement. The Dow was down fractionally to 43,279. The NASDAQ gained 286 to 19,269. The S&P 500 added 44 to 5,973. The Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.